Well, only very small parts. Alan Johnson, as the new Home Secretary, came in and said he'd review it. He's looked at it hard in detail and he's chopped off a few bits of it. There was a compulsory scheme to start this autumn for pilots, a compulsory trial whereby they'd have to have identity cards to be able to go to work, them and about 30,000 other airside workers in London and Manchester. And he's dropped that part of the scheme. And he's also, there were further long-term plans to introduce compulsory identity cards for critical workers at key rail stations. And they've also decided that compulsion would be counterproductive in those areas as well. So the argument about identity cards being used to counter-terrorism perhaps looks a little weaker today after his deliberations. But I think the most important fact about the announcements from Alan Johnson is that having looked at it, he's really decided to keep the identity card project on the road, and it's indeed going to accelerate certain parts of it, where he's trying to invite young adults to be early adopters by paying £30 for a standalone ID card, mostly which they might use, he said, to either go clubbing on a Friday night to prove their age or perhaps like to travel around Europe, because it's valid as a travel card around Europe. But I think what's important behind this announcement today is that he's pushing ahead with a batch of regulations through secondary legislation, which will effectively make it compulsory to be on the National Identity Register for anyone who applies or renews their passport. And I challenged the Home Secretary about this, and he agreed that that if you did apply or renew for a passport as a result of these regulations, which MPs will vote on today, Wednesday, and also another set next week as well, that if you apply and renew your passport, you will automatically be put on to the National Identity Database. And also, if you don't update your details every time you move, for example, you don't have to do that for a passport now. If you don't do that, then you could face fines of up to £1,000 a time. So there's an element of compulsion already in the scheme. And effectively, ministers are saying that the scheme remains voluntary because you don't have to have a passport. Well, the argument from the No to ID people is that it's not much of a voluntary scheme if, by not being on the ID register, you can't leave the country.
Really, the ID project's alive and well, at least until the next election.
Oh, I think so, yes, and probably beyond as well. The Conservatives say they're going to carry on with a biometric passport, and the voluntary biometric passport, which raises the question about what they're going to do about the databases. And it may well be argued, and it does already by the people running the Identity and Passport Service, which is now called jointly a single body, Identity and Passport Service, that they need a database to administer their passports. So it's going to be an argument at the election between those who allegedly want the government arguing they're in favour of voluntary identity cards and the Conservatives saying they're in favour of a voluntary passport scheme. So it's going to be a narrow difference, that one.